This meeting could have been an email, right? That's kind of what I thought with this. I was not expecting this to take 3 days to get all the wiring put together and get the control panel working, but here we are. And it's working beautifully now. Like, I am more than happy with the results. I love the sound of the buttons. I love the way the sticks look. And yes, I keep looking. It's literally like two feet out of frame. The arcade cab is right there. A couple points to go over. You may be wondering why I was using Street Fighter Alpha 3 or 03, yeah, because it's a Japanese one, for testing rather than Street Fighter 2. And that's mainly just because the control debug interface is much cleaner looking, a lot easier to read on that one, because on the Street Fighter 2 one, it just has every button in a row. And especially like dealing with the stick, it just shows the four cardinal directions, and it's hard to tell which direction you're using. It just shows the one or zero. Versus with this one, if you move the stick to the corner, it will actually show that it's in the corner rather than just lighting up two buttons. It says, hey, no, it's actually all the way up in the corner, and it treats it as an eight positional item rather than four individual buttons. So it's a lot easier to read. Plus, the six main input buttons are laid out on the screen as they are on the control pad. They're laid out on the screen like they are on the control panel, so it's easier to match up which button goes where. I purchased this arcade cab 2 years ago knowing that it was beat up and it needed some work, and that it would be a long-term project for me. And especially testing 03 there, I noticed a problem with it. The audio output, I was only getting left channel audio, no right channel audio, and it turned out that that issue is coming from the CPS2 motherboard that 03 is plugged into right now. I tested all the wiring, I tested other games, like stereo audio is coming out of other games, so my whole audio setup that I did in the previous video, all of that's working beautifully. So now I need to pull out that CPS2 motherboard and figure out why I'm only getting one channel audio. And yes, I went into the configuration to make sure that it was set to Q sound and not mono. Beyond that, though, I mean, it took many, many months to get this done. Sorry, Albert, took forever. I know you kept bugging me about it, but it's done. It's glorious. I love it. And I know you've already seen the results, at least online. So I can't wait for you to come over and try it out yourself. And for any of my other friends, yeah, you're all going to love this thing. But yeah, this arcade cab is a long-term project, and I have several more planned for it, so subscribe to the channel, and there will be a couple more videos coming out this year about other really cool upgrades I want to do with it. But beyond that, that's all I got for today, so until next time, later, y'all!